something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is Title, Purpose, Plan, and Timing.
Hallelujah.
There are three important things that I want to bring to your understanding today, and I want to pass them through the Holy Spirit into your heart, into your spirit. And from today, you'll recognize them and begin to work with them. Three very important factors that are so important in life, in your walk with God. And I'm going to endeavor to read some scriptures to you that will help you understand the various points that I want to share with you. Number one, purpose. Number two, plan. P-L-A-N, plan. And number three, timing. If you become conscious of these three factors, you will experience tremendous growth and development in your life and in everything you do. So we're going to start from the first one. Purpose. Jesus had a purpose. God has a purpose for this world. God has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for everything that he does. He doesn't just work. He has a purpose for everything. He has a purpose for everything. Jesus, I said, had a purpose. Now, in St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it to the full. King James says, more abundantly. He established for us his clear purpose. I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it to the full. So Jesus had a purpose for his coming. He had a purpose. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, he tells us, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He established his purpose. See that? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then, in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 10, he tells us, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. His purpose was very clear. Very clear. He came to do the will of the Father. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. And you remember this. You were born for a purpose. You came to do the will of your Father. It's important that you discover your purpose. Let me read something to you from the book of Acts, chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, from verse 15. You remember on the road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus had an encounter with the Lord when he saw a light shining from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun, and he was knocked down by the glory of that light. And the Lord spoke to him, you remember, when he called him by name. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You remember that. From verse 15 here, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. You see, you don't do nothing without a purpose. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. Wow. He says, I have appeared to you to make you a minister. That's what he said to Paul. A minister. To do what? You look at verse 18. To open their eyes. The eyes of who? The Gentiles in verse 17. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. He had a purpose. He said, I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. What is your purpose? Have you discovered your purpose? Have you found out about your life? Have you discovered your purpose for life? You know why you were born? Have you found out? If you haven't found out, you can do that today. Be bold to ask the Lord. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. Often, it's revealed in our spirit. In our walk with the Lord, we'll discover our purpose. Sometimes he'll speak to you expressly, like he did Paul here. Sometimes he'll guide you into that purpose. And every day you discover more and more the purpose of God for your life. As you walk with him, as you do the things of God, you discover your purpose for life. But it's important that you find out. It's important that you get to know. You know God's purpose for your life. Why you were born. And you know what? The generic purpose is that you were born for the glory of God. You were born for his glory. You were born to walk with God. You were born to bring him honor. That's what you were born for. And let that purpose become established in your heart today. And then you thank him, Lord, I was born for a reason. I was born for your glory. Take a hold of that revelation. Take a hold of that divine vision to bring him glory. That's the purpose for your life. The second thing, plan. What is God's plan? In other words, when you find out about your purpose, you want to follow in his plan. You see, knowing God's purpose is not enough. What is his plan for carrying out that purpose? What is his plan? God cares about plans. God cares about how things are done. He's got plans. Now that he has a purpose for your life, are you following in his plan? Are you following his plan for your life? You have to see to it that you're functioning according to his plan. Doesn't matter what you do, where you work, what business you do. What is God's plan? Are you following his plan? Are you following his plan for your family? Are you following his plan for your business? God's got a plan for your business. Are you following his plan for your finances? You know why a lot of God's children have problems that they find difficult to solve? Why sometimes they lose their business, they lose everything they got? Because they're not following God's plan. You see, it's one thing for him to have a purpose for your life. It's another thing for you to follow in his plan. Learn to follow God's plan. It could save your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777 002 372 or +256 744 842 849 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.